Now we will go over a second overview of the book of Jonah that I also found on the internet. And this man starts out, the Hebrew name Jonah means a dove. The prophet Jonah is mentioned in 2 Kings 14:25. He was the son of Amittai and was from Gath-Hepher, which is 3 miles north of Nazareth in Galilee. In 2 Kings 14:25, we also read that he was a servant of God and a prophet who had prophesied that the borders of Israel from Hamath in Syria down to the Dead Sea would be restored. And it was. And this area from Hamath was north of Damascus. So it was quite a ways from here in Hamath all the way down to the Dead Sea. So, and so, all of that area was restored to Israel before the Assyrians went and took the northern 10 tribes into captivity. So, just as Jonah had prophesied. This took place during King Jeroboam II's time of reign from 793 to 753 B.C., Jonah, therefore, must have prophesied during Jeroboam's time or shortly before it. Assyria was the mightiest empire of the east at the time of Jonah. The capital of Assyria was the old Nineveh, which had already been built centuries and millennia before by Nimrod, some 1,500 years before. Jonah received the command by the Creator to announce God's judgment to the heathen, godless, and hostile city of Nineveh. But Jonah inwardly refused God's command. So Jonah decided to flee in the opposite direction to Tarshish on a ship. But God had other plans. God caused a great storm to rise upon the sea that was so strong that the ship was going to be broken into pieces. God also caused the lot to fall upon Jonah, which encouraged the mariners to cast him into the sea. Finally, God prepared a great fish in whose belly Jonah had to spend 3 days and three nights until the fish vomited him up upon the shore according to God's command. After all this, Jonah was finally ready to carry out God's commission and to preach the message to Nineveh, which was, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown." But when the people of Nineveh repented upon Jonah's preaching and God withdrew the threatening judgment, we see Jonah's annoyance over the grace of God toward the Gentiles. Jonah was thankful when he received God's proof of his goodness for his own bodily need, but he showed no understanding when God wanted to show mercy for the souls of these Gentiles. In contrast to all other prophets of the Old Testament, God directed Jonah to the heathen inhabitants of Nineveh and not to the people of Israel. The only prophetic message that Jonah announced was the one about the coming judgment over Nineveh. Jonah, therefore, is the only Old Testament prophet revealing the grace of God toward the heathen. Jonah's experiences form the main contents and purpose of the book. Many critics want to lower the book of Jonah to an allegory, which is a parable or a legend, because of the miracles described in it, especially the miracle of the appearing of the miracle of the great fish devouring Jonah. But Jesus himself clearly verified the historical accuracy of the prophet Jonah and his experiences. There are four major lessons in the book of Jonah. First, the book of Jonah is evidence that God's love and mercy is not only for the Israelites, but also for the Gentiles. Second, the book of Jonah contains a representation of the history of the people of Israel. Jonah originally refused to evangelize to the Gentiles. In like manner, the Israelites as a whole unit have failed to spread the gospel to the entire world as God had originally intended. Third, Jonah is a type of Christ. From Matthew 12:39-40, the Lord Jesus announced to the scribes and Pharisees that no sign but the sign of Jonah will be given them. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Also, both Jesus and Jonah went out to teach the Gentiles. Jonah shows the character of the human heart. The human heart sometimes submits to the will of God only reluctantly, seeks its own honor, looks after itself first of all, and can be as hard as stone towards other men. Often the truth of God pleases the human heart only as long as its importance can be stressed by it. All of this Jonah had to learn. This little book, therefore, contains very practical lessons for every reader. The miracles in the book of Jonah. The book of Jonah is a book of miracles. The miracles partially look like coincidences, but the hand of God is behind all of them. Here are seven miracles listed. First, God called for the tempest in the sea. Second, God had the lot to fall upon Jonah. Third, God prepared a great fish. Fourth, God commanded the fish and it vomited Jonah upon the dry land. Fifth, God prepared a gourd. Sixth, God prepared a worm and it injured the gourd and the gourd withered. Seven, God prepared a hot east wind. Especially the great fish and the repentance of the people of Nineveh have often been doubted, but Jesus himself confirms both as historical facts. And then this writer concludes with the summary of the four chapters in the book of Jonah. Jonah chapter 1, Jonah flees from the presence of God. Jonah chapter 2 is Jonah's prayer unto God. Jonah chapter 3, God's renewed commission. Jonah chapter 4, Jonah's lamentation and the grace of God.